Welcome to the social circle. This is still the social circle where we stay social while being socially distant, of course. This is the birthday episode. I promised you guys an episode. I'm sorry I'm late. I've just been busy having fun. You know, this is the first birthday that the first birthday since I turned 21. And I actually had a party, and it was a great party, you know. Had my friends here, had my family here. You know, unfortunately, the special guest that was supposed to be here couldn't make it. That's my dad, and he told me why he couldn't make it. But you know, I mean, like, me and him had a phone call. We had a conversation about that. I'm 24 now. And this is a big deal for me. You know, I'm here with my beautiful, sexy, supportive...
And tired wife.
Carmen Santiago. She's been waiting for me all night because I went out for an after party and, you know.
Was I really away from you? Because I was tired all day.
She did a lot, and baby, I can't thank you enough.
You're welcome.
You know, thank you for making this special. Where's my beer? Oh, it's over there. Never mind. I'm going to grab another one anyway. I'm just beyond grateful that I made it this far, you know, in my life. It's been a hell of a year for those who don't know. I mean, a lot of y'all don't know. All of y'all don't know because I didn't start this podcast until May of this year. I forget when I started this fucking podcast, honestly. I'm not drunk, don't mind me, I'm just wicked tired. I shouldn't have done this episode, but I promised you guys a podcast episode, and I'm here. I'm still fucking here. I'm here at my mom's house in Dorchester, Massachusetts, and, you know, it's nice and quiet out here. I'm in my brother's room with Carmen, and, you know, listen, follow her podcast, Carmen's Corner, right here on Anchor. Breaker, Spotify, Google Podcasts. You're on all those, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she is. Pocket Cast, and wherever the fuck you listen to your podcast, check her out. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm in a couple of her episodes, and you know she's in this episode now. Fuck sleep. Shit.
Listen,
I gotta be at work in 12 hours. I don't care.
Right, you need to sleep.
No, I'll be fine. I'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to start this episode just like I start every episode.
With sports.
Yes, let's talk about sports. Da-na-na, shout out to ESPN. They did not give me permission to do that, so I'm probably going to get sued.
Copyright is the...
kiss my ass.
Yeah. Let me tell you all.
What the hell? Where the hell did this cup come from?
It's mine. You can tell me if it's full.
Oh, shit. Yeah. It did spill. Sorry. Well... Why the hell would you put it there? Anywho.
You spilled my drink.
What the hell was in it? Okay, so I gotta go get something to clean this up. But, you know.
Use this towel, babe.
What? Oh, the towel. We're gonna use our son's towel. Okay. So that'll have to go in the wash. No, I mean, I gotta grab another beer anyway. I'm just grateful, you know. Shout out to my loyal listeners. Like, we was out here partying. You know, I was out here with old Greg and G, Jesus and Tati, and just, you know, with my aunt and my nephews pulled up, and it was a fun party. It was a really fun party. Again, I wish my dad pulled up. Unfortunately, he couldn't, but I promise you guys that he will be in an episode coming up. He'll be in an episode soon. And when I say soon, I mean the next 2 weeks from now. Because, you know, there's something I wanted to announce. So a lot of people don't know that, you know, I'm an athlete. And, you know, obviously athletes get injured. So that leads me to this. 6 years ago, I tore my meniscus and my ACL in my left knee. And, you know, that was an injury that was really hard on me. It was a bad surgery, you know, like my doctor had to drill 3 holes in my knee and, you know, cut that torn part off because, you know, he wasn't able to fix it. 3 years later in 2018, the first one was 2015, three years later in 2018, I had tore it again because there was a cyst, you know, it was like a ball fluid that grew in that same knee, and he had to redo what he did, except this time he was able to stitch back together the torn part of my knee. My ACL was not damaged at all. So fast forward to last year, I tore my knee up on my right knee this time. I was riding a bike home from work. For those who live in Boston know about the blue bikes. You know, those who live in Massachusetts know that there's blue bikes out here. Shout out to Blue Cross and Blue Shield for creating that, and the city of Boston as well. I had torn my right knee, you know, riding a bike. It was a hyperextension and tore my right knee up. So I had to get surgery on my right knee. So fast forward to now, I kept feeling pain and there was swelling on both my knees. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? You know, I've lost a couple jobs because of that, and you know, the last job that I had with FedEx wanted me to run some tests. So, and I'm glad I did, because the MRI showed that I have to get surgery on both my knees this time, on both of them. And this is going to happen, you know, this month. My first operation on my left knee is going to be by the end of this month, and my second one will probably be the beginning of November. And it sucks, because I just got my job back doing what I love doing, and that's working security, and I'm getting paid amazing money, $19 an hour, just to sit on my ass. So the fact that I'm going to be missing about 4 to 6 months in surgery, it breaks my heart, you know. I just hope my job will hold me down and they'll take me back. I would love for them to keep me there, you know. It sucks, I know, like, you know, when my doctor made the call, and Carmen was there when my doctor called me, and you know, I said, "Doc, it's just never gonna end, is it?" He goes, "Unfortunately, no." You know, so it's like, what the fuck else can, like, what can I do? Like, am I not able to work at all? Like, it's tough on me, you know. It's been a crazy year. For those who don't know, I had to watch my best friend get buried this year, you know, at the beginning of this year. And, you know, Carmen, my beautiful wife, was there for me when I got the news that he passed away. You know, Steph, Mr. Mayor, you know, Kobe, whatever the hell it is they call you, I love you, man. And yeah, it's my birthday, and like, I remember you being there last year, and wasn't what I expected. Like, I feel like I felt like I wore a suit for no reason, but no, I dressed good for a good reason, because babe, you look damn good that night. Oh my god. You know. No, I'm talking about last year, my birthday, when you wore the cheetah stripe outfit. You know, you look damn good with your chichis popping out. Shit, I wish I got some that night. But you know, I had a great time today. And you know, I know Steph couldn't be there today. He couldn't be there this year, but no, he was definitely here in spirit. You know, old Greg showed up today in a t-shirt with, you know, in an NWO t-shirt, and that means the world to me. You know, just seeing him with that t-shirt on. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's been a hell of a year for me. You know, I've had my ups and downs. Everybody that knows. And like, I'm just grateful that I have so many people on my side, in my corner, and Carmen and I's corner, because we've been through a lot this year. I'm beyond grateful for everyone that's been supportive. Those who are listening that have been by our side, thank you. On behalf of Carmen and myself, thank you. Fucking thank you. It's been one hell of a year. You know, I needed to do this episode today. Because, you know, I mean, shit, I promised you guys earlier, you know, I said it on my Facebook Live, yeah, you know, stay tuned for an episode of my podcast, whatever. I had a great time tonight. You know, I'm just grateful for you guys being supportive and everything. G, Tati, Jesus, old Greg, thank you guys for showing up today. Thank you guys for showing up. To my aunt and my uncle, my nephews, thank you guys for showing up. Thank you for the presence. It was amazing. Thank you for bringing the food. It was fucking delicious. To my mom, Gigi, she made amazing food today. How Carmen busted her ass today and like cooked as well. And like, this was special to me. And to my dad, you know, Pop, I love you, and you know, I'm sorry that you couldn't show up today, but I will see you soon, and we will do an episode together. Best believe that. You're gonna see Mr. Big Drink and Little Big Drink. Little Drink. the original Big Drink is who you're gonna meet in the next episode. So, you know, stay tuned for that. To my boy Diddy, I love you, bro. To his girl as well. You just thank you guys. Thank you, everybody. Everyone who's a loyal fan to this podcast, everyone who's a loyal fan in my heart, who's been there for me, my good friend since day one. Thank you. So I'm 17 minutes in. Let me break down sports a little bit. I do need a pee. So if you guys hear, you know, liquid going into a toilet, just shut the hell up and let me speak. You know, just ignore that and just let me talk. Oh, there we go. Oh boy, what should I start with? I mean, the Boston Bruins had a crazy game the other night against the I really wasn't prepared to talk about the Bruins. I was gonna jump right into the Red Sox, but no, last night, the Bruins played the Philadelphia Flyers, and it was, well, not their last preseason game, because they have one more, three more preseason games before the regular season starts. The Boston Bruins beat the Philadelphia Flyers 4-2. What a game that was. That was an amazing game. The game before that, two games before that, the first game of the preseason, we had beat the Washington Capitals 3-2 in the shootout. I mean, what a fucking game that was. I have faith that the Bruins are gonna do good this year. I feel like this is the Bruins' year, and you know, just seeing the rookies do what they're doing. It's you know, we'll see what happens. In other news, the Red Sox, because, you know, I got to stick with the dirty water. And the Red Sox defeated the Nationals. I want to say like maybe like 3 hours ago, by a score of 4-2. That was one hell of a game. You know, shit. Bogarts, a great game for Bogey. You know, he went two for two. You know, had a hell of a... I'm sorry, wait. Was it 2-for-2? Yeah, 2-for-2. He had a home run. He had one base hit. He was walked 3 times, which, you know, if you're smart, you're going to want to have to walk Bogarts. You know, Kike, great game as well. He was walked twice and whatever. Maybe he struck out or flew out. I don't know and I don't care. But Kike is great. Another one, I mean, Schwarber, again, 2 walks and maybe a strikeout or ground out, fly out, whatever. Again, I don't care. Like you gotta worry about Kike, Schwarber, and fucking hell, Rafi Devers. What a game he fucking had. You know what I mean? Renfro, Hunter fucking Renfro. Another one it was Hunter Renfro that had 3-run homer that got us to 3-0 against the Nationals tonight. And then Bobby Dalbec had a solo homer. And amazing. You know, he's the one that sealed the deal for us. We had a great pitching game today. We got to keep that. We really got to keep that. Tomorrow we play the Nationals. First pitch is 4 o'clock. Listen, 1 down, 2 to go. We win these next 2 games. And if Toronto wins the next 2 games, finishes the season winning, then we play Toronto in the wild card and we beat Toronto. I believe we'll be playing them at Fenway Park if we're playing Toronto. And we beat them and we go on to Tampa Bay. And we beat Tampa Bay. My prediction is this. If we beat Toronto and go on to Tampa Bay, or hell, we might even beat the Yankees. We might have to fuck with the Yankees again. We're already 10-8 against them. We got their number. But here's the thing. We got the old Yankees number. We don't got these new Yankee numbers, you know, with fucking... I mean, first off, Gerrit Cole's been playing like shit. You know, he's just... He should have stayed with the cheating-ass Astros. We'll see what happens. I hope we play Toronto over the Yankees. Because I know Toronto, we can beat them easy. Well, they only got one good player, and that's Vladimir Guerrero Jr. And he's the only one that could carry that team right now. Furthermore, New England Patriots, what the fuck? What the fuck is all I'm going to say? That's all I'm going to say. Defense get better. Offense get better. Mac Jones, we gave you the shot. We got rid of a star quarterback for you. Show us that you're our next star. With that being said, this has been the Social Circle. I'm tired as fuck. Carmen is snoring right now. She's definitely snoring right now. Thank you for listening tonight. This is the Social Circle, where we stay social while being socially distant, of course. I love you guys. Happy birthday to me. And I'll see you next time. Big drink out.